Rangzeb Ahmed is a 33-year-old convicted terrorist from Rochdale in Greater Manchester who was convicted last year at Manchester Crown Court on the basis of evidence that was gathered when he was under surveillance in Manchester and Dubai during 2005. But the reason why he is of great interest at the moment is because in January 2006, whilst under surveillance by Greater Manchester Police and MI5, he travelled to Pakistan, where he was later detained by an organisation called the ISI, which is a notorious Pakistani intelligence agency, an agency whose use of torture is well known and very well documented. After he was detained by the ISI, Greater Manchester Police and MI5 drew up a list of questions that they wanted Ahmed to be asked and gave them to the ISI to ask them. Ahmed was tortured while he was in ISI custody. When he finally was deported to Britain 13 months later, three of the fingernails were missing from his left hand. Now, there's a growing number of young British men of Pakistani origin and Bangladeshi origin who say that they've been tortured in Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt, and then questioned by the British or asked questions that clearly come from Britain, and they've been forced to conclude that there's been clear British collusion in their torture. What's interesting about Rangzeb Ahmed is that he's one of the cases where there's clear physical evidence of his torture, and it cannot be refuted that he was tortured.
Now, what about these allegations that MI5 attempted to pervert the course of justice?
These can't be corroborated, but these allegations. But what Ahmed says is that in late April, two men came to see him at Manchester prison. One introduced himself as being from MI5 and one from the police, not clear which police force, and that they first of all said that they would like Ahmed to consider helping them in their efforts to tackle extremism. And he says they then asked him to withdraw all of his allegations of torture from his forthcoming appeal against conviction and his forthcoming civil action against the UK government. And he says they said that if he would do this, that they could arrange for his sentence to be reduced or get some money to him in some way. He says that there was a follow-up meeting involving the man who'd introduced himself as a police officer and a third man who was introduced as being from a counter-terrorism unit, at which point he made it clear he wasn't at all interested. Ahmed's lawyers take a very dim view of this. They say that any such approach would amount to an attempt to pervert the course of justice and have written to the Crown Prosecution Service making a complaint and demanding some debriefing notes from those meetings.
And what's the Home Office said about the allegations?
They've said absolutely nothing whatsoever other than they state that the Security Service, MI5, acts within the law.